Welcome back, ladies and gents. We are here again on the Chart Channel. Today, I am going into the mind of a seven-year-old. And today, my guest, once again, is none other than Ava. Ava, can you say hello to everyone?
Hello, everybody.
So right now, there are hundreds and maybe thousands of people listening to us.
Right now in Florida, Jacksonville, it is 10:19. So we're actually about to go to bed. Wherever you live, I wish I could hear what time it is there.
So tonight, my goal was to just get into my sweet little daughter's mind and just kind of dissect her world. You know, we all view things differently, and I just want to see what's going on in her mind. So, Ava, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us how old you are. Tell us when your birthday is. And then tell us what grade you're going into.
Okay. No, you have to ask me the questions.
I just did ask a ton of questions. How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
Okay, what grade are you going into?
Second
grade. And so if you could have any teacher you want, who would you like to have?
So there's four teachers. Ms. Tomlin, Ms. T, Ms. Ferguson, and Ms. Tomlin. And I don't really want Miss T or Miss Heisman. I really want Miss Ferguson or Miss Tomlin. So pray please that I get Miss Tomlin or Miss Ferguson because school is in August. And I'm a little nervous because I always get butterflies in my stomach on the birthday.
Honey, that's normal. Everybody does. Even when you become an adult, you get butterflies in your stomach. I think you're going to be okay no matter what teacher you get. They're all good. So, how about this? Tell us this. What, since we are in the summer, what has been your best memory and what has been your not so best memory?
So my not best memory is when I have to stay home and I can't like go anywhere to play because I'm an only girl. I don't have no brothers or sisters. We're praying that we have one. So that's what I don't like about the summers, that some days I don't have nothing to do. I just have to stay home and not go that much places. Yeah.
And your best memory?
Best memory is probably going to the beach so far. And today we just got to see Toy Story 4. So that's probably in second place. If you never heard of Toy Story 4, you should come to Jacksonville. It's in the movies probably for another month. Toy Story 4.
Well, honey, they could probably see it anywhere, not just Jacksonville. But I got a question for you as well, something I've been thinking about for a while and just want to hear your thoughts, okay? So if you could be anything in the world right now when you grow up, what would it be? She's thinking, ladies and gents. Anything in the world, what would it be? Job-wise, or maybe now. Like, if you could be anything right now, what would it be?
To have a sister.
Oh, okay, that's a little different answer than I was kind of hoping for. I meant, like, career. Like a job, like when you grow up, what do you want to do?
I would really want to help pets.
Okay, like a veterinarian.
Yeah, but like dogs that are sick, like they're not feeling well, I would like to help the pets like that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I noticed you mentioned twice already that you're the only child that you asked the viewers, which, by the way, parenthetical thought, please pray for us to have another child. We greatly appreciate that. And you also mentioned not having anyone to play with. And how is it being the only child? Like, tell us some things that you enjoy, and then tell us some things that you wish you could do if you had a brother or sister.
So, things that I would enjoy if I had one is that, like, when my mommy and daddy are watching a movie and I can't watch it, I'll enjoy myself by playing with my brothers and sisters. And the thing that I won't enjoy is, like I won't get that much stuff because my brother and sister are probably going to get the good stuff now that they're the youngest. And when now that I'm the bad sister, the big sister and the good sister, and they're also the good sister, then she's going to get all the good stuff, and I'm going to get a lot of the other stuff that I don't use.
Gotcha. They used to call that hand-me-downs when I was growing up. Since I was the youngest child, I got all my brother's clothes, all my brother's shoes, and I was not always happy about that. So, Ava, in our previous podcast a couple weeks ago, I introduced you and Mommy under our podcast, Meet the Barkers. If you haven't heard that, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to this or that. But we have another family member in this family, and you know who I'm talking about. I want you to tell them about her. Marvel. I know. Tell the listeners who... Okay, we'll get there in a minute, but I just want you to tell the viewers a little bit about Marble. Tell them what kind of dog she is. Tell them how old she is and what she looks like. Some cute facts about Marble.
So, everybody, we have a puppy. She's not really a puppy anymore. Her name's Marble. She's 10 years old. Her birthday is in May. I think it's May 10th. And she's a really cute dog. She doesn't bite. She's really nice, and she's been away since I was born. So she's really old, and in real personal life, she's like 70. In her 70s, probably. And she's really, she's really fun to play with. But sometimes when you play with her, she'll get a little rough and she'll bite you. But not like bite you, she'll play bite. So she's a really cute dog. So if you ever like meet her or something, then don't worry. She'll be really nice, so don't be scared of her.
Okay, and what were you saying a while ago, whispering, trying not to let anyone hear?
My birthday is December 16th, near Christmas, and I was born in 2011. That's when my mommy had me. 2011.
So you will be how old this coming December?
8 years
old. Okay, so tell the viewers if they could get inside your mind, right? If they could see the world through your eyes, how would they see it? Like, what are you scared about? Like, what is a 7-year-old's biggest fear?
Biggest fear? Like, monsters and all that stuff.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is if I'm somewhere and... I don't really know what my biggest fear is.
What about snakes, weather, lightning, thunder, bad people? I don't know, anything.
Would be scared if, like, we were driving and somebody, like, came up to our window and just wrote on our window, like, this word that seems kind of scary. I would probably be scared about that. Somebody, like, ran to our car in the window. Nobody saw it, but just me. And they wrote this word that seemed really scary, but I don't know what it would be.
Okay. Now, you told me something this morning that I think would be kind of interesting for the viewers to hear about. A dream that you had. Do you want to share that dream? No? What about a dream you've had in the past? Do you remember any of your dreams? Any good dreams?
I think I would remember my very first dream as a kid. Like, without being a toddler or a baby. I think I remember my very first dream.
And that was?
I was in the room, sleeping with my mommy and daddy. And when I was in the room, and I had a dream that right outside the door of the room, there was this monster that had, like, red all over it. Like, if y'all ever seen Spider-Man, like, you know how he's all red. I had a dream that like, one of those kind of monsters were right next to the door. I never really have monster dreams anymore. Yeah.
So what's one of your favorite things to do? Like, if you could do one thing every day, what would it be?
Go places fun.
Places fun, like playgrounds and pools and stuff.
Yes.
All right, what's one of your least favorite things? Like, something that maybe mommy or daddy tell you to do and you don't want to do it, like, ever?
Clean up my rooms.
Cleaning the rooms. I had a feeling that was coming. And how about this, Ava? If you could have anything in the world right now, what would it be?
A mansion.
A mansion. Why a mansion, honey?
Because they have pools, and they're so huge, and when you play with, like, your cousins and sisters and all that kind of stuff, it's, like, so big. Like, when you play hide and seek, I think you can't even, like, find anybody.
And, what is your favorite food?
Pizza rolls, and I just ate them tonight.
What about your favorite drink?
What's that? It's
like... She's conversating with me. Hang on, folks.
This is the drink that I like. It's called V8.
V8 Splash. Okay, yeah, I like that too. She's actually got me hooked on that. So, honey, let's wrap up this podcast because it's getting late. We got to go to bed and we got church tomorrow. So, in the mind of a 7-year-old, what are your thoughts about heaven? And what do you think heaven is? What do you think heaven looks like? Talk to us about that.
So I think heaven's probably really fun. Like, I heard it's even better than going to, like to a really big place with, like, playgrounds, pools, games, water parks. Like, I heard it's even better than that. And I know heaven has the streets of gold. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And it has this tree. I forgot what kind of tree it is, and it has all these kind of fruits that are really good. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called, though. And that I heard that, like, God makes houses for people there. Yeah.
Who do you think's there?
I know my grandma's there. Her name's Cheryl. And then I know my great-great-great-grandfather. My great-great-great-great-grandmother's there. And I know one of my friends, her name's Sarah, and I know her mom's there. And, yeah, now I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think dogs go to heaven?
Do I or the listeners? Me? I think it's possible. I don't know. I don't have evidence other than the movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I don't think there's any scripture that proves yay or nay. I do believe there's horses in heaven, so I do think it's a possibility that there are dogs in heaven. I guess we'll have to wait and see, right? We'll have to wait and find out. Something to maybe do a podcast on. So, Ava, if there are kids listening right now, kids your age, is there anything you want to say to them?
Might have said this in the last video, but if you haven't listened to it, I think I should listen to it. But if your kids are going to a new grade, like a grade that I already went to, like K-4, I passed that, like, or kindergarten, and I just finished first grade, don't worry. It's gonna be fun. Kindergarten's fun. In kindergarten, you get to do, like, a lot of fun stuff. Like, each day, normally kids get to pick something. Like, your teacher gets to pick a kid to pick something. It's really fun. And in K-4, it's really fun because I like K-4 because I think it's fun. And I think I like the work that we did there. And I always like story time. And that's what I liked about K-4 and first grade. It's always fun because each day you have something to do. Like, at my school, first was computers, then was library, then was Spanish. We had Spanish there. And Thursday was this thing called PE. We'd go outside, do, like, fun games, run laps. And then Friday is music. And my favorite's PE. If you go to the same school as me, Trinity Christian Academy, then I think, I wish you could tell us what's your favorite thing. Mine is P.E. Bye.
That, folks, was in the mind of a 7-year-old. Ava, thank you so much, honey. And you need to take your little advice. And when you start second grade and you get nervous and you get those little butterflies in your stomach, you don't have to be nervous or scared, because all your other years you had fun, right? So second grade's gonna be fun too. Thank you so much, honey, for opening up tonight and sharing with the viewers. I hope you guys got a blessing from that. There will be another one this week. Y'all pray for me. I'm starting a new job on Tuesday. Looking forward to that. And so I may not be able to do a podcast as much as I'd like this week, but I will try to do one. And again, go back and listen to some of the other ones. And we love you guys so much. Any last thoughts or questions, Ava?
Nope. All I have to say is we love you and remember to love each other. Bye-bye.
Love it. That's a good way to end it. And we will end there, folks. You guys have a wonderful night. And remember that Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he wants you to go to heaven to experience that, as Ava was so perfectly describing heaven before. So Talk to you guys later. The Chark's out.